Welcome, everybody, to another Baseball America High School podcast. I'm Connor Glassy, coming to you from the DeMarini Demo House podcast nook. When it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy, because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse. All right, well, last weekend I was down at the Florida High School All-Star Game in Sebring, and I caught up with catcher Shane Rowland from Tampa Catholic High School. Let's listen to the interview. All right, I'm here with Shane Rowland. Just first of all, tell us, you know, take us back to the beginning. When did you start playing baseball?
Started when I was about seven. You know, we had in the backyard. We had made a little diamond and kind of cut grass, you know, and played wiffle balls. And ever since then, it's been either, you know, a travel team or Little League or whatever it's been. So, but then now I'm at the Sebring All-Star Game. So, and then hopefully we'll see what happens in a couple of days. So.
Sure. And have you always been a catcher?
No. My first couple of years, I started off as a shortstop. I played all the way up to about 13 at short, and then I worked behind the plate for a couple little while, and then my dad was like, "Well, geez, you look really good behind the plate." So I decided to go behind the plate, and then I've been behind the plate ever since. So,
yeah. What do you like best about, you know, being back there?
Just controlling the game. You know, every ball's in your hands, every pitch is in your hands, and you get to, you know, be a part of every single play of the game, and you get to make things happen behind the plate. You get to, you know, get to pitch your strikes, you get to call the game, you get to pretty much predict beforehand what happens. So that's what I like about it.
Sure. How'd the season go for you?
Start off kind of slow, and then dropped down to about fifth in the order, got a couple fastballs to hit that were really pitching to me early in the season.
Yeah.
And I started going, I went 2-for-2, and then I had another 2-for-2 game, and I started seeing a lot more fastballs, and they moved me to the leadoff spot, and I was getting a whole bunch of fastballs to hit, and I've been hitting, I think, like 550 since April 1st.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then I end up the season like high threes, 300, something like that, but I've salvaged my season, so I'm happy.
Good. Take us back to the summer. What was it like, you know, traveling around on the showcase circuit and doing all that?
Oh, it was awesome.
I just want to give you a bite in the face.
It was awesome. I mean, getting to play with the best players in America. I mean, it was by far one of the best things I've ever done. Going to a perfect game national from Minnesota was awesome. TOS and for the USA team was great. They had a great event. East Coast, 2 years in a row, area codes, it was awesome. I mean, everything was awesome.
Yeah. You've grown up around the game with your dad. I mean, what do you think the benefit of that is, and how has that prepared you for what lies ahead?
Definitely has prepared me to talk to people. I mean, being around everyone for a long time and knowing some of the scouts and beforehand, so they would, you know, see me grow up, and it's been a really cool experience. I mean, and going to places. I've been to area codes when I was like 9 years old, bat boying, and then going back there and playing. It was really cool. It was awesome.
Yeah. Finally, just talk about this event here. What does it mean to you to come out and, you know, be one of the top players in Florida and be named to this All-Star team?
I mean, definitely some of the best players in the country have come here. It's an absolute honor to come over here. I mean, this thing's been around for 30-something years, and some of the best players and still playing the major leagues have been here. So, I mean, to be recognized as one of the best players in Florida and be in this All-Star game is awesome.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to another Baseball America High School podcast. And remember, when it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse.